wake up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Yeah, going a little heavy on that this morning. Good morning. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with the pooped Tim Hunter. Long day yesterday, but a lot of fun down in Ballard. It was their 17th of May celebration. Heavy Norwegian population in Ballard over the years. And they've actually had the longest running, what they call 17. De Mai, which is Norwegian for 17th of May, parade outside of Norway, the biggest one. And they've been doing it since 1889, before we became a state. So anyway, honored to be down there talking on the loudspeaker, doing the play-by-play along with my buddy Brian McMillan from Fox 13 Seattle. We had a blast. Thanks to everybody who came up and said hi. And what a great day, huh? Living right. Picked up a few new listeners along the way, so I want to make sure the newbies know that you could win a $10,000 backyard makeover. Yeah, no kidding. This summer, your backyard could be the envy of the neighborhood. The way you win is to enter on the contest page of KRKO.com. Great to have you along. More of Everett's Greatest Hits in a moment. Yeah, feeling in the driver's seat, made it to Thursday. We could take care of this day, no problem. Friday tomorrow, weekend upon us. Gonna be a fairly decent one, I believe. Could be just a rumor, but I'm counting on it. Good morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter on the radio station giving away a $10,000 backyard makeover. Someone's gonna win it. Some KRKO listener is gonna win it within the next few weeks. And then they'll whip their backyard into shape to have it all ready for the neighbors and relatives who invade later on this summer. So if that sounds like a great idea, I'd enter. If you don't want your neighbors and relatives over at your house, I wouldn't. But I have a feeling you want to win this. Head to the contest page of our website, krko.com, and enter.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
All right, so here we go. Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys says there is nothing wrong with using AI to create new songs. He says it's not a sin, oh, that clever guy, and that using the technology can help when there's a writer's block. Now, when there's a writer's strike, that means Seth MacFarlane is out of here. He has walked away from the set of Family Guy and promises to stay away until that strike is settled. They had a brawl breakout this week at Disney World when one family wouldn't move so the other family could take a picture. Jeez. If you spend a lot of money to get your taxes done, here's something. The IRS is planning to test a new program next year that would help you do your taxes for free. You know, all the previous Indiana Jones movies are heading to Disney Plus. They'll be there May 31st prior to the release of the newest and final one this summer. Reba McEntire taking over for Blake Shelton on The Voice next season. And the first Copper River salmon of the season flew into Seattle earlier this week. It's one of our weirder traditions where they walk it off of a jet carrying it and then give it a kiss to kick off the season. And you always know who is the one that gave him the kiss for the rest of the day. Here, have a certs. Get this, going for upwards of $80 a pound. All yours. I'll just keep eating it out of the can. At that price, come on. All right, back to the music. More of Everett's Greatest Hits in a moment. Yeah, you were in the right spot for so many reasons. You got Everett's Greatest Hits here on KRKO. My name is Tim Hunter. And every Thursday morning, we check in with this guy.
Some will say wow. Others say why. It's time again for Marie, the movie guy.
Yeah, every week we check in with our resident entertainment expert, Maury, the movie guy. about what's coming up. Any entertainment options around the corner, Mr. Movie Guy?
I watched this film I'm going to talk about. It's on the Netflix, and it stars the love of my life, Jennifer Lopez. Do you like Jennifer Lopez?
I do, and I know which movie you're talking
about. The Mother.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I thought, okay, it's Mother's Day. They have a Jennifer Lopez movie called The Mother,
and yeah.
It looks like an action flick.
It is.
Okay, what'd you think?
It was entertaining and goofy all at the same time. Jennifer Lopez plays an assassin.
Well, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. And she is out and about, and she's searching for people, and she runs into this guy who's chasing her that she's had a relationship with him, and he's a really bad guy.
Oh, so Ben Affleck.
No, it's not Ben Affleck. It's Ralph Fiennes. You know who that guy is?
Ralph Fiennes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Ralph Fiennes. Oh, yeah, Ralph Fiennes. Yeah, that's it.
It's Voldemort.
Exactly.
See?
And she's pregnant. And the scene is they kind of get in a fight, and he, like, stabs her in the gut. And then she wakes up in a hospital, and as it turns out, she has a baby, but she can't keep it. Because they're going to be chasing her and they're going to kill her. So she gives it up for adoption. And then years later, they fast forward like 12 years later, and she stays in touch with her daughter. Her daughter doesn't know her, but she kind of stays in touch. And then bad things start to happen. And it is action-packed. And it's Jennifer Lopez, like you've never seen her before.
Huh.
And it was entertaining. Not the greatest movie. It's kind of stupid, but you know, I enjoyed it. So yeah, that's on Netflix. And then finally,
oh, there's more.
Brand new in theaters. And again, this this debuts next week as well.
Okay.
It's called Fast X, but it's Fast 10. It's the 10th edition of the Fast and Furious franchise.
Fast X sounds like some kind of either weight loss diet or
some
elastic thing you put around to hide your beer belly.
It sounds like some sort of Yom Kippur thing.
Fast, well, it could be, sure.
Yeah. So this is the 10th edition of this, and over many missions and against impossible odds, but now they confront the most lethal opponent they have ever faced, and it's played by Jason Momoa. And on the thing, you know, like they show the actors and who they play. Jason Momoa plays villain. That's what it says, villain.
Okay. Well, then I know which one's the bad guy.
Yeah. No, you know, yeah, exactly. So, all right, that's all I got. Thank God.
And as usual, that is plenty. And special appreciation to those of you who made it through that and somehow ended up here. Maury the Movie Guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO. Hey there. Music sounding good. Got a Thursday rolling on. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter. Again, hello and howdy to all the folks I met yesterday at the 17th of May parade down in Ballard. A lot of fun down there celebrating Norwegian heritage. And if you want to, you know, really jump on the bandwagon, you consider yourself a KRKO fan, wait at least 6 months on the tattoo. In the meantime, you can go visit our KRKO swag shop. Real easy address to remember, krko.radioswagshop.com. Pick up a t-shirt, tank top, sweatshirt, whatever you want. So kind of a fun way to get on. Yesterday was all about Norwegian heritage. They were celebrating another heritage back east this week. You know, I know we were all caught up in the Kraken and other stuff going on. But they had the annual Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. This is quite a competition. Five people and one sheep. And the race is to see, with these five people and the one sheep, how fast they can go from shearing the wool off the sheep, spinning it into yarn, and then turning that yarn into a shawl. We had the results. So if you taped it, please turn down your radio for a moment. But of the teams that finished in the top three, good names here, the Quaker Bakers placed third, Mutton But Trouble came in second, and the Fidget Spinners took home the top prize and the shawl they made. So just wanted you to know, okay, those who had taped it, please turn your radios back up. Boy, piling on the good stuff this morning and more where that came from, pal. KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits. That means people like Omar. Marvin Gaye, Hall & Oates, Cat Stevens, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, all before 8 o'clock right here. Don't say I didn't tell you. That's also true about KRKO's $10,000 backyard makeover. Yeah, $10,000 of stuff that your backyard really needs. And you can customize it the way you want it. Great package. Gotta check it out. Some KRKO listener is going to win it all. I'm speaking on KRKO. You're hearing it. So that makes you a listener. You've qualified. Go to the contest page at our website and enter now, krko.com.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. And in this ever-changing world, yes, get ready for a new name for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. From now on, it's going to be known as the Oscar Mayer Frankmobile. Same wiener, different name. Purdue, the chicken company, is coming out with its own beer for the next time you make beer butt chicken. It's $14.99 a six-pack, only available online beginning Monday. And the beer is described as a honey double citrus summer ale brewed with classic grilled chicken seasonings like rosemary, thyme, and pink peppercorn. Okay. Tuesday this past week was said to be the birthday of Jack, the CEO of Jack in the Box. To celebrate, they're offering a bunch of special deals only available on their app. Neil Patrick Harris in the canned beverage biz, coming out with his own espresso martini in a can. And so you know, Denny's is bringing back its $7.99 Super Slam all-day breakfast plate. It's got everything for a limited time, if you haven't been to Denny's. And I can't even tell you the last time I was at a den. KRKO, the home of the $10,000 backyard makeover, could be yours. It takes a little bit of effort. You have to go to the contest page of our website, krko.com. You do that, see all the stuff you could win, fill out an entry blank, and you're done. That's all there is to it. Some lucky KRKO listener is going to win that. The ultimate backyard makeover, $10,000 worth from KRKO. All right, it happens where you work. It happened here as well. KRKO is Maury the Movie Guys here. Maury, you're going to check entertainment next hour, but you forwarded along a personality survey, and everybody in the building took it. Where'd you end up?
I was an entertainer.
Oh, really?
Yep, and Stitch also was an entertainer. And Tom was like a logistic person.
Well, thing you can answer in so many different ways.
Right.
I mean, I think, well, I'm sort of that way, but I'm really not. Am I being honest, or do I think people think of me that way, or
right.
Am I really that way? I ended up being a console.
Huh.
I don't know what that means.
I think, isn't a console what you put your records in, like a console?
Yeah, could be.
That type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh, interesting.
It says there are 16 different personalities, and somehow I ended up with this. So.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
All right, so how does that change the world? Everybody knows they're crazy? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't change the world at all.
Nope. Same old place. We went in before the quiz, and there we are. And I can only imagine, Ted, what you got.